I think the challenge is that to get things from a pilot stage, you very often get very good practice at a small scale. And the challenge is to get that into a large scale, to be able to roll that out and replicate it. And that's very often where development fails and breaks down. So I would say that the better practice that I've seen is where, and I'm talking about principles rather than saying a particular project, is where you integrate and mainstream the development practice with, say, for example, government or bringing in private sector, looking at more multi-sector partnerships. You're going to look at greater sustainability, greater replicability, and more scale. And I think those are three things that agencies like mine constantly struggle with. And the good practice is often lost, the learning is lost. We all do these pilots, everybody does a case study, and that's it, and it dies, and you never hear from it beyond there. So I think the real challenge is getting that to get bigger and scale, and to roll it out at district level, then state level, and then finally national level. And that requires political will. I think if you don't have a government that can acknowledge the problem, and acknowledging the problem is a big step towards the solution, they have to be engaged. So I think integration and mainstreaming with government policy is terribly important. I think for far too long, civil society has not worked or functioned with government. It's critiqued it, it's tended to undermine it by providing services around health, education that government should be provided. And I think more latterly, we're seeing agencies saying far more there has to be accountability to government. And we're seeing bilateral agencies putting money directly into government to build those systems.